Welcome to another AAT podcast on Employment Taxes Matters. This one is about online filing of PAY returns. Employers with 50 or more employees already have to send their employer annual returns online. But for the first time this year, new regulations require all employers with fewer than 50 employees to submit their 2009-10 employer annual returns online. And it's also worth noting there are no more incentive payments to persuade us to do this. It's a statutory requirement. And of course, there will be penalties for failing to file online. I will consider what online filing means, and then I will explain how to set about doing that. Online filing means filing the employer annual pays your returns via the internet or by electronic data interchange, known as EDI. The online filing options that HMRC tell us we can use include the following. First of all, commercial payroll software, where you enter the relevant details into your software package, which then files the necessary forms to HMRC. Secondly, and perhaps the most popular, HMRC's free online return and forms pay-as-you-earn service. This service is available on the HMRC website and is most suited for employers with small numbers of in-year forms to file, so it would seem most appropriate to the new employers that are going to have to file this year. There is also the option of using an agent or a payroll bureau, where the agent or bureau files the returns online on the employer's behalf. And the big one, electronic data interchange, which is generally suited for very large employers. It has a separate registration process and requires more complicated software and telecommunication links. For some employers, online filing will involve a combination of these, usually where the P14s are submitted by the payroll bureau, often using EDI because of the large number of returns that the payroll bureau has to submit for their clients. But then the employer separately submits the P35 on the internet. Our employer clients need to be aware that they are still responsible for the filing, even if they outsource the work to a bureau. The next stage of filing the employer annual pay-as-you-earn returns is to submit the P35, and that will often be done by the employer via the internet, perhaps using HMRC's free software. It is important to remember that online filing does not mean sending the PAY returns to HMRC by email, which some employers have attempted to do in the past. HMRC will not accept that method as satisfying the regulations and will charge penalties for failing to file online. Well, what are the exceptions? The exceptions where HMRC accepts that the employer does not have to file the end-of-year pay-as-you-earn returns online include employers who cease making payments of PAYE during the 2009-10 tax year, but they have to file their return for 2009-10 by the 5th of April end-of-year deadline. Doing that, they will not have to file their pay-as-you-earn returns online, and paper will be accepted. The second type of employer that does not have to file online is the domestic employer, who use the simplified PAYE and NIC's deduction scheme, which means using the simplified P12 deduction card and the P37 forms. They do not have to file their pay-as-you-earn return online, but the exception will only apply if the domestic employer has not previously claimed any of the small employer online incentive payments. In other words, if your client's a domestic employer and they've previously done it online and claimed the incentive payments, they cannot be excluded now. Next, we have certain employers who are practicing members of a religious society or order where their beliefs are incompatible with the use of electronic communications. Such religious groups do not have to file their pay-as-you-earn returns online. Next, we come to carer and support employers. So that is employers who employ someone to provide domestic or personal services at or from the employer's home, and they do not have to file their pay-as-you-earn online returns. But to qualify as a care and support employer, there are conditions. Firstly, those services must be provided to the employer or a member of the employer's family. The recipient of those services must have a physical or mental disability or be elderly or infirm. The employer must not have received a tax-free incentive payment in respect of the preceding last three tax years. So again, if they've already started filing online, they can't be excluded now. And finally, for carers and support employers, it must be the employer who submits the return to HMRC and not some other person on the employer's behalf, such as an agent or a payroll bureau. There is no specific claim form, and HMRC guidance tells us that employers who are practicing members of a religious society or carer and support employers should send a written claim to their HMRC office giving full details of why they feel they should be excluded from using the online system. Section 4. How do we register and enroll if we are not already filing online? We need to log on to the internet and find HMRC's online services by going to the website at www.hmrc.gov.uk/login. I hope that at least some of you are doing this as I speak and looking at the same screen as me. So here we go. First, click on either online services at the top of the page between Contact Us and Sitemap, or click on PAYE for Employers, which is on the left-hand side of the page under Do It Online. That's what I do, so great, what's next? The next screen or page that you should see will say Welcome. Do you have a user ID and password? If you or your client are not registered, just click on the Register tab under No, I am a new user. Next, click on Organization and tick the box PAYE for Employers. Good, now let's step back and think about what we need in the way of information to be able to register our company or our client's business as an employer. You or your client will need to have ready the following information. Firstly, the employer's Pays You in Reference, and then the employer's Accounts Office Reference, both of which you will find on the yellow payslip booklet, P30B, that HMRC issues annually for us to make monthly or quarterly payments of PAYE and NICs. The process goes forward where we come to five steps to registration and we need to create a password. And it is very important to note the user ID reference that will appear on the screen. I always print off a copy of that page and note the password that I choose, because we then have to wait for the next step, which is the activation PIN that HMRC will send to the registered office or whatever other address that HMRC holds for the employer. So be aware of that. Will it come to you? Will it go to the employer's address? Or will it go somewhere else, perhaps former accountants? This activation PIN should arrive within 7 days. So do not leave registration until we are close to the filing deadline. And be sure to activate the registration PIN as early as possible. That activation PIN will expire after 28 days. Well, what about those of us who are already registered, but maybe haven't logged on since filing the 2008-09 PAY returns in April or May last year? The key question I ask my clients is, where have they stored the user ID and the password? And of course, it's best to remind clients or colleagues about this well before the returns will need to be filed. Yes, we can click on Lost User ID, Password, or Lost or Expired Activation PIN. But if we end up having to do that, it all takes time. So let's make sure we have plenty of time and start this process early enough. Section 5. Next, I want to look at potential issues that may crop up when sending the return online. We can expect quick response times for internet acceptance and for any rejection messages. Normally, this should be within a minute. However, larger files may take longer, which may require some patience, especially for large employers. Filing via EDI does take very much longer. If a response is not received straight away, any employer using EDI should contact the online help desk or their EDI account manager. It is important that employers do not just resend or keep resending. Don't resend until you know the first submission has been received, because that could result in duplicate submissions, and that itself may create further problems. It is also very important to keep a copy of the acceptance message, which we might need later if HMRC were to issue a penalty notice for non-submission. Best advice is always send the P35 as the last submission, which allows you to amend any P14s that have already been sent before the return is finally accepted by HMRC as complete. Once that's done, no further amendments can be sent, which would mean that corrections would have to be made by writing to the tax office to explain what errors have occurred. What about sending the returns in parts? Because some larger employers may have to do this, and even some small or medium employers if they have more than one pay-as-you-earn scheme in different parts of the country. Each part that is sent must have a unique identifier. It would be a mistake to use the same unique identifier for each part, because of course it wouldn't be unique, and it would result in each part overwriting the other. You do have to confirm how many parts you've sent on the P35. You do not tell them how many P14s you've sent. Also, remember that the number of parts doesn't include the P35 itself. Next, we should consider who does have to file a paper return, including the exceptions we've mentioned, such as domestic employers. The following groups must file returns on paper. Firstly, employers and certain employees who have special arrangements with HMRC for the direct collection of PAYE tax and/or national insurance. Also, employers whose business is a limited company and the only information you are submitting is an entry in box 28 of the P35, which relates to construction industry scheme deduction suffered as a subcontractor. Section 6, online filing of PAYE in-year forms. Having dealt with the pay-as-you-earn end-of-year returns that this year have become compulsory, we need to consider filing in-year forms. Currently, employers with 50 or more employees must send some of the in-year pay-as-you-earn forms online to HMRC instead of sending paper forms. These are the employee starting and leaving forms, the P45 and P46, also the P46 pen and the P46 expat. Employers with fewer than 50 employees do not have to do this yet, but under government proposals, online filing of these in-year forms will be required by all employers from the 6th of April 2011, just over a year away. HMRC says that it's a good idea to start earlier because online filing is easy, quick, convenient and secure, and because you'll have plenty of time to learn how the process works and to get used to any new software or business processes before it becomes compulsory and the issue of potential penalties arises. On the 6th of April 2009, HMRC introduced two new forms that have to be filed online by employers with over 50 employees and will cover all employers from 2011. The first is the form P46 Expat, which applies to new employees who have been seconded to work in the UK from an overseas employer. The second form is the P46 PEN, which applies when you start to make pension payments to an employee for the first time. The paper-based P46 PEN replaces the old form P160. HMRC has also introduced a new A4 version of the leavers form P45, and the old A5 version is no longer valid. The new version of the form contains two extra fields that must be completed by the employer. Firstly, the employee's date of birth, and secondly, the gender. Those two fields are not on the old form. If you file these forms using the wrong method, sending paper forms when you're required to send the forms online, you may be charged a penalty. Indeed, from January 2010, HMRC are looking at the number of wrongly sent paper forms that have been sent in and will be issuing penalty notices. Now, do you need to check that anyone involved in running your payroll will be ready for online filing? If you have offices in different locations that issue their own forms P45 and P46, you will need to make sure that everyone understands how to file online, has the necessary equipment and software to file online, and knows that they have to file the forms online from at least April 2011. The next question is whether our software is up to date. If you use commercial software, you'll need to make sure it's capable of filing your forms online and ensure that your software is kept up to date thereafter. Since April 2009, all payroll software must have the IR Mark feature, which generates a confirmation receipt for the forms you file online. If you're not sure about whether your software has this feature, you should check with your software provider. If you use commercial software to file any in-year forms online, HMRC's validation service will send your software an acknowledgement for successful submissions, or it will send an error message for those that fail the checks. When a submission fails, you must remember that you have to correct the form and file it again. If you use HMRC's online returns and forms pay-as-you-earn service to file an in-year form, any errors will be highlighted for you to correct before you file the return. So in other words, you won't be able to file the return, you'll get the red error markings and you'll have to correct it and then submit. Now, something else that's cropped up with AAT members as a concern is the printing of parts 1A, 2 and 3 of the form P45 after filing part 1 online. If you use HMRC's free online returns and forms pay-as-you-earn service, then you can print parts 1A, parts 2 and 3 of form P45 after filing the part 1 of the form online. We are told we must do this using black ink on white A4 paper. This facility is also available in some commercial payroll software packages, but you can also order printer-ready versions of Form P45 from the HMRC employer order line. As far as accepting the old format P45s from a new employee, if you're not yet required to file your in-year forms online, and exceptionally, a new employee does give you an old A5 size form P45 Part 3 from their previous employer, HMRC says that you may still use it to let them know that the employer started work with you. However, you must complete the date of birth field, as this is no longer an optional field. Number 7, in summary. Well, that's it for now on the filing of online forms, particularly the end of year PAY returns. I hope that you found the podcast useful, but please remember that the AAT CPD courses will offer you a better opportunity to come along, hear this in more detail, and ask any questions that you might have. Thank you.